December 3rd, 1986. This is the second tape for Helen Spirer, the National Council of Jewish Women Project number 2, Emily Andelman and Marion Levant. Mrs. Spirer is in the middle of the story.
So, as he gave this 20-minute presentation on the rabbinical school and walked out, and as he got to the door, he turned to me and took my note and tore it into pieces, and he said to me, "It's too late," and walked out. And I felt, well, I was just crushed because I really tried to do the right thing. So that was it. And I took the rabbi's wife home that day, and I said, "I'm real upset, Sylvia, because I think the rabbi's very angry with me." And she said to me, "How can he be angry with you? You tried everything you could." And I really did. Anytime anybody said anything wrong, I said, "But the rabbi wants it this way." Anyhow, a week later, I get a letter in the mail from the rabbi. I got a copy. The original was sent to the president of Sisterhood, Rachel Porter. A copy sent to the president of the congregation, who was Irwin Lockhart, and a copy sent to me. And in that letter it was a memo from the rabbi to the president of Sisterhood that she should look very carefully into the future leadership of Sisterhood, that the leadership we have now is not very good. And he really tore me up alive. I got that memo. I called up my husband at work, and I said, "Oscar, listen to this." And I read him the note, and he started to laugh. And I said, "What's so funny?" He says, "I don't think the rabbi likes you." And I said, "Well, I don't think he does either." I said, "Do you get the same meaning out of this memo as I do?" He says, "You can't get any other meaning." Okay. Take the letter with me, and I go to Temple, and I show it to Minnie Littman. Minnie Littman was assistant to the rabbi. She was doing everything at Temple. Mm-hmm. And she loved the rabbi. She thought he was great. And I said, "Minnie, this is what I got in the mail. You were at that meeting. Read the letter." So I read it. She reads it. She had the same reaction my husband did. She said, "I don't think he likes you very much." I guess he doesn't. So that was just one of the things.
When did this happen? About
shortly
before he left? Or?
Oh, yeah, this was long before he left. And then after that, I went to a worship committee meeting. We always have a worship committee after the High Holy Days. Mm-hmm. And I went to a worship committee meeting, and they were talking about the services, and you know, they asked questions about how we thought the services were run. Were the ushers good? And I had a few suggestions because I didn't like a couple of things that were happening. And the people in the at the meeting agreed with me when I brought them up, such as when the Torah was out and still lying there, and the rabbi would make some announcements, and his elbow would be on the Torah, and that bothered me, because to me the Torah is a very holy and important thing. And so I said that, and I don't remember what else I said. And so the chairman of the committee, who was Dr. Morton Seltman, S-E-L-T-M-A-N, said he would go back and discuss everything with the rabbi that the other committees, other members of the committee had suggested, and we would have another meeting, which we did. And at that meeting, the rabbi came, and he said, "I want to know who said," and nobody in the room, everybody agreed with me, nobody raised their hand, so I did. I said, "I'm the one who brought it up, Rabbi." And he pointed his finger at me, and he said, "I want to tell you something. This is my temple, and I'll be here long after you're gone, and we'll do it my way." And I said, well, that's all right, Rabbi, if that's the way you want it. But then why do we have a worship committee? And he said, there are things for the worship committee to do. And I said, like what? And he said, you can look over the prayer books and take out the ones that are in not good shape, that are torn. You can put names in the, paste the names in the book. I said, I can't waste my time. I have better things to do. And I never went back to another worship committee meeting. But this is the way he was. He brought up an organ fund for the temple, and it was going to cost, I don't know how much money, so much money, and Sisterhood was supposed to raise the money. And I said I was against it. And then I was coerced into cheering it and getting all the information for it. And I did, but I was going to bring it up in a negative kind of way when I brought it to the board. And I brought every single detail to that board, every single detail. And the rabbi was at the meeting when I gave my report. And he didn't say anything. And when I finished, he got up and he spoke for this fund, and we have that fund because he was very good at that. And I lost. That's the way it was. And when I was leaving, I passed his office and he called me in. And he said, don't you ever give a report like that again. And I said, I thought I gave a very good report. I studied it. I researched it. I gave all the details. He says, that's not what you're supposed to do. He said, they don't have to know all the details. He says, first you get the fund, and then you worry about how you're going to raise the money. He says, don't let me ever hear you give a report like that again. Okay. And my husband had similar situations with them. And
how long was he there?
Oh, about 20 years. Okay, everybody loved him. He was not a good-looking man, but very clean cut. He always looked like he just stepped out of the bandbox. And he was very, very sociable. And he was a kind, call me Bob, you know. And he wasn't a good sermon giver, but he was a good teacher, a real good teacher. When he had adult education classes, he was really good. And he remembered everybody's name. And if he didn't, like there'd be a big crowd, and I know a couple of times he stood beside me and he'd say, who's that standing over there with Oscar? And I'd say, that's Marion Levant. Oh, that's right. And he'd leave me and he'd go right over there. Hello, Marion, you know. And that's the way he was. And people started to, you know, he'd say one thing and do another. And
so what was the final culmination?
Well, the final thing was they gave him a leave of absence for a year, and they brought in someone just temporarily while he was gone. And then he came back, and I guess all the other past presidents were having difficulty.
Had he requested the leave of absence, or they?
No, the union felt that that's what should happen, and then they.
Right, at what point was it that you contacted the organization?
Well, let's see. Carl Hamburg was chairman, was president at the time, so I have to go look at the. I have to check back to see how many years ago it was, but.
I mean, what happened that finally somebody said we have to call
the
union and find out what's happening?
Because we were losing members.
Yeah.
We weren't, and then all he wanted was more money,
mm-hmm.
And we just couldn't do it. And he wasn't, he was just lying all the time and wanting what he wanted. And he would order the most expensive stationery, and he didn't care who paid for it. You know, you've got to pay for it. And so now he's laughing all the way to the bank. He retired to Florida.
Yeah.
And he goes as a chaplain on cruise ships all around the world. She's been around the world I don't know how many times already. And his wife teaches crafts on the ship, so she gets her way paid too. And we have to pay him. We pay him a...
Why is it that you have to pay him?
Well, because when he came to us, it was something about when you retire, the retirement fund, we weren't paying enough into the union or something. So that was one of the conditions we had in order to get rid of him. Great fun.
So you pay him like a pension fund?
Yeah,
like a pension.
Yeah. It's not very much, but enough, mm-hmm. You know.
So he left. About how long ago was that?
Well, Rabbi Cohn will be here 3 years. Rabbi Barak was here 2 years, that's 5. And Fuchs came after Ilson, and he was here 4 years. So
9 years.
3, 5, 9. 9 years ago.
Okay.
What else?
I don't know, let's stop for today.
You mean there's more?
Anyway. Oh, yes.